Hey everybody, welcome back to another podcast of Kelly's Crossovers. We got episode 4 here with one and only Alex Way, 20-year-old vet, grizzled vet, some may say, for the Smith Falls Bears. So Alex, how's it going?
Good, Reed. Thanks for having me on the show.
Alex, how does it feel being one of the oldest people in the league? Like, do you feel you've got a lot of experience?
Yeah, some would say that, but I mean, it's definitely not something to be proud of. I do try and act as a vet out there and show my presence on and off the ice. It's been a good ride. It's my last junior career, so I'm just looking forward to the next step, honestly.
So speaking of steps, can you run me through what your entire hockey career has been like, starting with where you played minor hockey and continue from there?
I played for the Ottawa Junior 67s for 3 years. We had a pretty stacked team growing up. And then I got drafted to the OHL by the Mississauga Steelheads.
Not a big deal.
Yeah, you know me. Nothing really came out of that. And then as a 16-year-old, I played... I actually got drafted by the Gloucester Rangers.
Team that doesn't exist anymore, showing age.
Now the Rockland Gnats. Got cut as a 16-year-old, and then the powerhouse, as we might call them, Ottawa Junior Sens, said, well, we see a young guy with potential in junior hockey. Let's pick him up. And played there for 3 years. And got traded after that to the Navin Grads, where we probably had one of the worst seasons the CCHL has ever seen, with 9 wins and whatever losses we had. And I started with Navin this year and got traded to Smith Falls, and now I'm here.
Yeah, exactly. Now he's here. Before we get into the next topic, I got a question for you. Did you wear your Did you wear your 67s hoodie everywhere when you were in your prime?
Yeah, I definitely bragged a little, you know. Had to walk around the high school showing off a bit, you know. Look at me. Worked out pretty well. Oh, my God.
And speaking of high schools, you went to Cashbury, some may call it, but others may call it Ashbury. And how would you describe your time at Ashbury?
Yeah, well, it was definitely a great experience. I got to thank my parents for,
spending the dough.
Sacrificing a few things to send me there. Just the relationships that you build at Ashbury is just like none other. You make friendships that will last a lifetime, and just the business opportunities, it's not, definitely not like John McRae, if you don't mind me saying that.
Well, I actually do mind you saying that, because recently I was scorekeeping for the girls field hockey tournament, and John McRae actually beat out Ashbury, so clearly Ashbury is not succeeding in all areas. Maybe academics, they might be good.
Some would say as soon as I left the school, the sporting aspect of Ashbury wasn't great. So,
did you play on any Ashbury teams?
Yeah, I was on the hockey team.
Of course.
Made it to the finals all 3 years I was able to play. Never actually won, but...
Would you say that you were just the best player in Ashbury history?
No. There's definitely a couple guys that come up to mind. A few guys that played in the OHL went to Ashbury. Guys like Andrew Abouasli, Jakub Jams, two great hockey players. So I'd have to give it up to one of those guys.
So I think the listeners are really interested in what life is like living in Smith Falls, especially as a French Canadian. Smith Falls is not known to be a completely bilingual town. So, do you face any adversity being a French Canadian?
No, not much. Honestly, it was just moving from the city to Smith Falls was definitely a big adjustment. I've been tossed around 3 billet houses now, so I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's me or what, but I get bored in Smith Falls. my roommate Noah Romeo gets a little annoying sometimes, but you know, it's something you gotta deal with. But yeah, I can't complain about the Smith Falls town, really. It just does get a little boring, but you find a way to keep yourself busy.
Playing over 200 plus CCHL games, do you feel like a celebrity around the rinks? Like, do you feel like you just walk in and you just own the place, or what?
Yeah, everywhere I go, I'm known, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now in Smith Falls, fan favorite. I got fans coming up to me every game. Oh, can I get your autograph? You know, not a big deal or anything, but just known across the league. Refs know me, coaching, owners, players, you name it, they probably know who I am.
Do you feel like this adds a bit of pressure to your game? Like, you have to step up to prove the fans right, or do you feel like you're just used to it by now?
Definitely a little bit more pressure added on the shoulders, but nothing I can't handle. I exceed when I'm under pressure, so it's not a problem.
And being a leader of a junior hockey team, was the captain, you could say, of the Navin grads, even though for some reason they only had just an assistant captain with no captain, but you were the only one. So you have a leader presence in the room, I've noticed, being a rookie on the team. Noticed that you... loud guy, knows what he's talking about. And what kind of things do you really work on to make sure that you're leading the younger guys and even the older guys in the locker room?
Well, leadership just comes naturally to me, so I don't really focus on any certain areas. I just try and, you know, keep the mood light. I'm not a guy to be very serious on practice or even game days, so I just keep the mood light, and I think that's good for the young guys to see that, you know, hockey, you're there to have fun, and it's not all business, you know? So.
Do you think you lead more by example or by vocal, or what's your leading style?
Probably my voice is a big part of my leadership. Talk a lot, try and give out little pointers to the guys, you know? Like I said, I like to keep the mood light, so.
For me, I think that your French accent, when you're speaking from the whole room, really appeals to the young players. It really inspires them. I feel like the tone you have just makes the room light and a good place to be. Do you intentionally speak with this accent, or is it just something that that you have to deal with?
It's just something I have to deal with. You know, my first language is French. Went to French school till I was in grade 8, and then I went and... grade 9 and 12, I was at English school, so my accent is definitely a lot better than it used to be. But, you know, it's just something you got to deal with, and I love it. It tells me apart from other people, and that's just something I love.
So is it safe to say that you feel like you're more of a beauty than other players because of your accent?
No, not at all.
No?
No, a lot of people would say, like, that I am a big beauty, but that's just them talking, right? I don't necessarily disagree or agree with them, but you get the point.
And just a little bit of an off-topic question. Where would you rate yourself in the league amongst the best-looking guys in the league? Like, would you say that you're one of the better-looking guys in the league, or middle of the pack, or even bottom?
I wouldn't say I'm one of the better looking ones. I wouldn't say that, but I don't think I'm middle of the pack. I think I'm just in between. But I don't know, for some reason I do get chirped a lot. You know, some people call me fat and ugly, which why go straight to the heart? I don't like that, but something I got to deal with, and it's just whatever, you know?
And, some may call you a nail gun for losing your tooth in warm-up. Was it a shot that hit the crossbar then hit you in the tooth?
No, a shot that was deflected in front of the net and right in the mouth.
So losing your tooth, do you feel this added a social aspect to your life? Like, do you think the ladies were coming up to you a bit more and saying, like, wow, like, you're so tough, like, you're so handsome? Did this happen to you at all?
Well, you know, I think my personality speaks a lot to my character, and girls just love how funny I am and how easy I am to talk to. So, looks definitely is a bonus, but with the broken tooth, it was kind of easy. You know, I went out last weekend, and didn't seem to affect my performance at the bar.
I really love the confidence you bring to the podcast. It's truly going to be something that appeals to the listeners for sure. And for the younger listeners, since we have many fans all around the world, what's some advice you can give them in hockey or in life? Like, just what's your best advice you can give out to listeners?
Never quit. You know, just always be focused on what your dream is and never quit. Stay positive towards that dream and hopefully you'll achieve it.
And speaking of dreams, like playing hockey now, you said it's your last year playing Junior A. What's your hopes coming up for next year?
Well, I'm hoping to go to school next year, hopefully CIS, so play some hockey somewhere in Canada and study for 4 years and then, you know, get a job and get my life started.
Do you, since I'm 17 now, I'm in grade 12, some of my friends are about to graduate, and you've decided to stick with hockey until you're 20, which is something that I've thought about and a lot of people my age are thinking about now, and do you think, like, what was it like for you being split apart from your friends, like, from Ashbury or just from hockey, like, the ones that decide to just get their life started right away at 18, go to university or go work or whatever? What was it like adjusting to this?
It was definitely different, right? So next year I'll be going into my first year, really. I did take a few classes part-time while I was playing hockey, so they'll be in their last year, so it's definitely going to be weird going into school with 01s, I believe, and me being 98, definitely different. But, you know, you sacrifice a few things while you're playing hockey. You'll miss the Friday night parties or the Saturday night parties, but you're having a good time on a road trip or something with all your hockey buddies, which is always a good time. And it's been a great 5 years, but I think I'm ready to go to school next year and start a new chapter in my life.
And at university, do you think that you're going to be just hammering into the books and just focused on pure studying, or do you think you'll get into one from time to time and go out and have fun with the friends?
Well, I'll definitely be having some fun at university. I think, you know, you're going there, and for the most part, hockey players like to have fun, and so it's definitely going to be school first, party second, but I'm sure I'll be fine.
And when you add hockey into that mix, is it school first, hockey second, then party, or how would you rank it?
School, hockey, party.
That's what the scouts and the coaches want to hear. Yeah. And they'll be listening to the podcast for sure. We got Harvard and some good institutions listening right now, so make sure you're on your best behavior for the rest of the podcast. So we're going to go, since we both play on the same team in Smith Falls, we're going to get a little bit of, not trivia, I'd say, just a little bit of get to know the team. And I'm going to start with by asking you, who do you think the biggest beauty on the team is?
Excluding myself?
Excluding yourself, of course.
Okay.
You know what? Give me your top three so it makes it a bit easier.
I'd probably go Jacob Cuffley. In no particular order. Jacob Cuffley. Fletcher Anderson. And Aaron Frankel.
Some good choices. And two of those, all three of them have a great hairstyle, really unique hairstyle. So we're going to go to, what do you think has the best hair on the team and who's got the worst?
Best hair on the team, I think, has to go to Aaron Frankel. He's just got a luscious flow going on with some nice curls. Some would say it's getting a little long, which I might agree with. But you know what? If he gives it a little trim, it'll be pretty nice. Worst hair is easy. I have to go with my friend here, Reed Russett. I don't know what's going on. He just seems to wake up and get out of bed and go to school. Guy doesn't even shower, put any product in there. So to each their own, but...
That's just completely false information coming there. And with all the listeners, they don't want to hear lies, so... I'd probably consider myself in near the
not
top.
Not a liar.
Near the top for hair, for sure.
Okay.
And what's been your best, memory so far with the Bears? Can be on or off the ice too. I know that you, you're all about the community and such, so it's not strictly an on-ice memory.
I'd probably have to say there's a beautiful establishment in the downtown Smith Falls called the Lee Tavern. I've only been twice, but every time I go, it's just a great time. You definitely see some characters, you know, the Smith Falls locals are there. And obviously, as a fan favorite, I walk in there and get recognized by everyone in the building, which I don't mind. You know, I always have time for the community and fans. So, it's not a specific moment. It's just there's always some good times at the Lee Tavern.
And speaking of being known and being in the community, we have the Santa Claus Parade coming up on Saturday, and it's a wonderful time of the year. And I'm just wondering, what's on the top of your Christmas list for Santa Claus?
You know what? I haven't asked for anything. Just looking to have a good time with the family. We like to we're close family. You know, we get a couple of fun nights going during Christmas break. The brother's home from Toronto, so it's just a pretty quiet but fun Christmas break for the Way residents. And I'm just looking forward to spend some time with my family.
And you'll be spending time with your hockey family a bit too. And for the Santa Claus Parade, are you going to be wearing Santa hat?
No, actually, I'll be Santa Claus this year. So
okay.
I've been asked to put on the full suit and act as Santa Claus. So, you know, I don't mind it. I think they just asked the biggest vet in the league to do it. So
Not a big deal. I think personally they might have asked you because of your wicked amount of facial hair. And I did notice that you look years beyond your age with the facial hair. And I'm just wondering, like, what's the routine? Like, how did, like, I need some advice. Like, how'd you get that going?
You know, just luck, I think. I started shaving my mustache probably in grade 7 or 8. So I was definitely an early bird. And then the beard came in grade 9, 10. By grade 11 and 12, I was shaving every day. So, yeah, you know, I'm definitely an older looking gentleman, which I don't mind. Brings a lot of character, and it's might be part of the reason why I'm Santa Claus on Saturday. But yeah.
And speaking of looking older and the good facial hair, I noticed that you have a wide selection of wardrobes that you add for game days with a couple of nice hats. I think you might have had a kilt on one day. I'm not sure if this is accurate information or not. But, like, who do you think? Do you think you're the best dressed on the team, or do you think there's anyone that can compare with you?
I definitely think I have the best style on the team, for sure. I just, you know, style just comes naturally to me. You know, I do have a great selection of hats. The hats are mostly just to get a little giggle out of the boys and keep the mood light before a game. But they are definitely a style point for game days. I'm always looking good, and you know what they say, look good, play good. So it's just what I'm trying to do.
So I've got to relate it a little bit to my class and building relationships and how humans grow throughout the lifespan. And like with hockey, I had an earlier podcast today where we talked about the brotherhood with hockey. And do you think that hockey has a different type of bonding than other sports? Do you think that hockey builds like character and helps someone develop and just learn things that will help them in life?
Yeah, I definitely think a dressing room full of hockey players is definitely something different. And you just build such a great relationship with everyone in the room. And I think it brings a sort of an extra boost of confidence when you're out in public. and it just makes it easier for you to be able to either start a conversation or keep a conversation going, just because of that confidence factor, you know, especially when the guys are winning, you get that extra boost where in the public you're like, yeah, look at me, you know, especially in a small town like Smith Falls, you start winning, everyone's happy and fans are coming up to you. So you definitely, I think you work on your building good friendships, and that leads to good life skills. And you meet a lot of different people, and sometimes that could help you further in life with different job opportunities or business opportunities. You never know what can come out of hockey. So, like I said, it's been a good ride, and I'm excited to go to school next year and get going.
And the last question before we wrap it up, you touched on connections and conversations such. What kind of mentors have you had in your hockey life? Like, what are some coaches, some players, some family members? Like, who really inspires you to keep playing hockey, and who has helped you the most?
I'd say my parents have both been a big impact on my hockey career. My dad more so than my mom. I mean, my dad and I were always traveling together to tournaments, so he put a lot of time, money, effort into my hockey career, and I owe him a lot for that. So he's always been with me, as well as my grandfather, who followed me along as long as he could. He's too old now to come out and come to the rinks, but he's still going well and strong. So always give him a call after a game, give him a quick update on the game, and he's always proud and happy to hear about my success and my team's success. So, and then I obviously had a bunch of great teammates.
Any shout outs? Shout out to
Will Bitten, Cole Carter, minor midget line mates, you know, both doing great things. One in the OHL, top 10 in scoring. The other one's got drafted to Montreal, now playing in the AHL. So, just great to see good friends making it far in hockey. And shout out to Reed Russett for having me on this beautiful podcast.
Last thing, to leave the listeners with something to think about. You just came off a 3-point game. I thought you had an excellent game. It was 2 goals, 1 assist. Is that what you finished with?
Yes, yeah.
It was one of the best games I've seen an individual play, maybe in my entire life. And I just want to know, what are you going to do to keep the streak going, and what are you going to do to help the team win next game?
Well, I just got put on a new line, right? We're known as the French Connection is what we've been called around the room, and the league's starting to get a little worried with our line. So there's a little bit of the French Connection going around each locker room, which is a line with Reed Russett and Joey Wariwoda, and for some reason it's just been clicking, and I think it's because we're all French, and we just seem to find each other very well on the ice. And I just, you know, I had a good game on Saturday, and I'm hoping to keep it up next weekend, and have a good weekend.
All right, well, we're going to wrap it up here. Any final thoughts or sayings that you want the listeners to hear?
No, just thank you for having me, and I hope everyone that listens enjoys the beautiful podcast.
And that's it for today's episode of Kelly's Crossovers, and we'll be back in even better next time in episode 5.